to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America is talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The claims by President Putin and other Russians that they had to go into Crimea and maybe further into eastern Ukraine because they had to protect the Russian minorities. And that is reminiscent of claims that were made back in the 1930s when Germany under the Nazis kept talking about how they had to protect German minorities. I'm not making a comparison, certainly, but I am recommending that we perhaps can learn from this tactic.
There's Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, who says that what Vladimir Putin is doing in the Ukraine is similar to what Nazi Germany did in Poland and in Czechoslovakia back in the 1930s. Russia and what's going on in that part of the world, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Our review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending March 7th, first week of March. We're going to run through them, starting actually at number one, but I'll start at number 10 just so you have a perspective as to what's going on. This is according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. A Scholastic Aptitude Test Overhaul, number 10. U.S. marijuana policy overall, number 9. Bitcoin and the latest sort of fiasco, number 8. Texas primaries, number 7. Oscar Pistorius and his trial, number 6. The IRS hearing into messing around with 501c3 political groups, number 5. The CPAC meeting is number 4. Obama budget, number 3. Obamacare, number 2. And Russia involved in the Ukraine, number 1. Here are host Rob Hunter and Carrie Dozier talking about the president issuing sanctions against Russia for their invasion of the Crimea.
Here's the president earlier. This is his solution so far.
This morning, I signed an executive order that authorizes sanctions on individuals and entities responsible for violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine or for stealing the assets of the Ukrainian people.
Kerry, he's basically treating this like it's the drug war. So he's saying, okay, I know that El Chapo is down there in Mexico selling drugs, so we're going to try to freeze as many of his assets as possible. That's what they're doing to the people involved in the Ukraine. They're saying, okay, we know who you are. We've tracked down your bank accounts, and any type of ties or money you have in the United States is going to be frozen, and you're not going to be able to travel here.
Ukraine's a pretty dysfunctional family, though, so I find it interesting that half of the country's probably like, hooray, we love President Obama, and the other half's like, would you stay out of our business? You're making life difficult. Because the parliament there voted to decide to take a vote on whether or not Ukraine wanted to side with Russia after all. In other words, this whole invasion that you staged, what did you just ask us? We would have gone out with you in the first place. And so for a country that broke up 10 years ago, it's clear that half of the country would like to go back home and live with mom and dad, and the other half would like to stay in the apartment. So they need to figure this out.
Yeah.
So they decided they wanted to have a vote on whether or not they could actually separate or rejoin Russia, I should say. And the president said, well, that violates international law. Well, what if they do it anyway? What then? This is a giant game of, go ahead, what are you going to do about it? And I don't think the president is going to do anything.
Well, and at this point, this seems to be playing out like Putin wants it, because he's getting the vote he wants, because I think ultimately what he wants is to crawl at least Crimea.
But 3 weeks from now could be a non-issue, because, by the way, they might decide to go back home
right. And
move back in with mom and dad.
It could just break up and say, yeah, half of us want to be Russians. Okay, great. Do you get to go be Russians? All right, awesome. Crimea, by the way, is a sort of like a peninsula down in southern Ukraine. Just looked it up to be sure. But it's funny, because I like your kind of dating game analogy. It's like, all right, we went out on our own, and we've been out, and, you know, we got to pay all these bills, and we're responsible for a lot, and you guys have more money than us, and you have better, you know, access to things and troops and things like that. So, yeah, let's just rejoin.
Yeah, well, by the way, and it's a valid, if that's what you decide to do, it's valid. And I do think that if it were a free election, and by the way, I have no idea how to determine whether or not it's a free election, but if people really got to decide, isn't that what we want? Isn't that, look, you know, that's what we do in this country. We vote on things all the time. Go to the, you make the choice. You decide. You elect your leaders. And if you'd like to pledge allegiance to these people, we'll go ahead and do that.
Up next, more on Russia and the Ukraine Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first week of March. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around. We'll continue in a matter of moments.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, we are moving up the ladder, starting at the most important item, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Doug Steffen here with a focus on Russia and the Ukraine, number one on the countdown. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to Doug Bandow from the Cato Institute about the president's response to the situation this week in the Ukraine.
Is the president presenting a weak front to our enemies? Is he inviting further trouble if he is?
I don't think so. I mean, the problem here is there aren't very good options. It's very easy to kind of huff and puff, you know, send in the fleet, send in the planes. But then what if you don't use them? I mean, the Russians are not stupid. Putin understands no one wants a war. He's a nuclear-armed power. So then what? And I think the problem for the president is, number one is you'd like to get a diplomatic climb down. I mean, the more you ratchet this up, the more dangerous it becomes. You don't want shooting between Ukrainians and Russians. You don't want kind of super hyper, you know, atmosphere here. And he also understands that there's no obvious point that we can put huge pressure on. We can use economic sanctions. We can, you know, ban visas, stuff like that, which I think probably won't have much impact. But beyond that, there's a limit. So I think he's trying to be pretty careful in terms of build some diplomatic support, put some pressure in, recognizing the real limitations that places like the Wall Street Journal just don't want to acknowledge, that Putin thinks this is in Russia's national interest, and he doesn't believe we can do much about it, and the neocons haven't told me what they think we can do.
When I read about the asset freezes and getting the European Union, NATO together, but in particular European Union to freeze accounts and freeze assets. I read this in two major publications the last couple of days. When it comes to the EU, Russia is funneling billions of dollars of dirty rubles into the growth of EU. Money streaming from Russia into EU banks, luxury goods, chateaus, cars. EU policymakers happily looking the other way at Russia's wrongdoings. European statements, bankers, statesmen, bankers, attorneys, repeatedly coming to the aid of Russian oligarchs by helping them shelter money in offshore havens or reroute of other investments. Isn't it much sound and fury signifying nothing when we talk about freezing assets?
That's right. I mean, look, it'd be fine by me if you could hit some of the bad guys. I mean, they're freezing assets now of Yanukovych, the deposed president, some of people around him in Ukraine who they think probably stole money. You know, you can freeze assets of people you think you've got in Moscow, but you shouldn't fool yourselves. I mean, as you point out, there's a huge amount of Russian money that's come in the European Union. They buy a huge amount of natural gas from the, you know, Russia. There's no interest in you know, Europe for kind of cutting all of that stuff off. So again, you're talking kind of about pinpricks. You can make it unpleasant. Oh, you can't come to London. We won't give you a visa. I mean, I suppose that'll bother some of the wealthy oligarchs in Moscow. It's not likely to change Russian policy, and we shouldn't have any illusions about it. That, you know, all of these things are kind of symbolic. They make people feel good, but it's not clear that they actually achieve very much.
And talk radio callers, as we review talk radio programs all around the country, not only do we listen to the hosts, but we put together an aggregate of talk radio callers and the various issues. So here's what a lot of you had to say about whether the U.S. should even get involved in what's going on in Ukraine.
We should actually stay away and let Russia and Ukraine actually solve their own problems. But to think about it, every time we try to involve ourselves in dealing with other countries' problems, we end up making it more worse than what it was in the beginning, such as Iraq and Benghazi over in what's the name of that country? Not Syria, but Syria as well. We want to try to get involved in that. We try to involve ourselves in too many things without other countries helping us, and I really think it's going to be a bunch of turmoil over and over again. We haven't settled no argument in no country yet. We just steady involve ourselves. The military is costing us.
I would like to point out some similarities in terms of trumped-up pretext to war in the Iraq war. You know, we had you know, yellow cake down there in Afghanistan, or Africa, and we had the Downing Street memo and cherry-picking intelligence to invade Iraq. Now, that just seems ironically similar. First of all, you have, you know, this activity in the backyard of Russia. Now, if we had that same activity in our backyard, we'd be sending in tanks, too.
I would just like to say in reference to the war in Ukraine. Here we are. We went into Afghanistan after Russia. Russia had to leave. They were going broke. And now we're following the same pattern of being in the country. Now all our treasures are gone. We lost a lot of our soldiers. We're having a big fight in the Senate. We can't get nothing through the Congress. And yet we're going to tell this country what to do. Now Putin is sitting back. And he's saying, well, you know they have no money. Because we're constantly claiming the broke, we're broke, and he's going to now ratchet his war up. He has no reason not to go at Ukraine because he don't see no backlash from the United States. He's not going to get it. He's controlling the oil. He's controlling the gas, and this is about money. This is economics. If we don't take the money back from him and slow that money down, we're not going to do nothing to Putin. And he knows it.
I think that we should stay out of it. It'd be just like if the Texas Gulf Coast wanted to separate from the United States. And do you think we would go in there and stop it? We need those Gulf ports. And take another look at what's going on with China. They're sitting back laughing at us. We owe them billions of dollars and keep borrowing from them. They're not sending troops to anywhere.
Up next, the Obamacare issue and the Obama budget. It's a big-time Obama festival. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number two on the countdown. Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, if that's what you want to call it. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to a restaurant owner named Ricky Craig. Craig talks about some of the restaurants that are now adding a surcharge to their bills, the customers' bills, in order to pay for the health care, which is required under the Affordable Health Care Act.
There's a restaurant in Florida that is actually putting the Obamacare surcharge on every single check so that you can see how much of your money is going to Obamacare. And it's very interesting. I think for $15, you're looking at about 20 cents or so. Is that something you would consider at the Hubcap Grill, just to kind of send the message that we're paying for Obamacare?
Personally, I don't think it's far as raising your prices a bit. I think you need to go and raise your prices a bit on your food. I don't think it's necessary to put a surcharge on the receipt.
Now, I know I've owned a business, and I understand that, you know, you don't want to raise your prices, especially when you're in the restaurant business. I mean, your margins are already razor thin to begin with. So if you have to raise your prices, isn't it a good idea to kind of explain to the customer, look, it's not my fault, it's Obama's fault?
A lot of people are sensitive. Some people are for it. You know, I know a lot of people that are putting that surcharge on that receipt. They're slashing back saying, we're not going to support this restaurant anymore. If anything, I consider somewhat of a whining. Instead of whining about it, how about let's do something about it? Instead of putting a surcharge on there, how about let's put on the receipt, hey, let's contact a member of Congress and actually make changes, you know, on some of the definitions of what is included as a 40-hour work week.
Have you found yourself at the Hubcap Grill, Ricky, making some changes, letting people go or cutting back hours in order to get into compliance with Obamacare?
No, I don't, you know, the employees, that's what makes my Hubcap Grill. If I don't have those employees, there is never going to be no Hubcap Grill. That's the backbone to my business. And I feel like if I do cut their hours, they're going to go elsewhere. And right now, you know, I need them. And they have families and kids and people to support.
Obama budget number three on the countdown. Here is Major Garrett from CBS reporting on the proposed budget. Seems to have critics on both sides of the aisle.
There are a lot of numbers in the president's budget, of course, but by far the number that most antagonizes the president's Democratic allies is $230 billion. That's how much the administration wants to raise by reducing yearly inflation adjustments to Social Security. Now, this idea is called chained CPI, and Democrats hate it.
No chained CPI! No chained CPI!
What is chained CPI? And why did opponents deliver more than 2 million petitions to the Obama White House?
Chained CPI is what economists call the new and less generous formula that calculates yearly increases in Social Security benefits to keep pace with inflation. The White House calls it a technical correction. Democratic opponents call it an outrage.
We are here to tell the president that we do not have his back on this proposal.
According to the left-leaning Center for Economic and Policy Research, an average retiree with an income of $15,000 could lose $650 a year by age 75 and $1,100 a year by age 85. White House officials say the budget will protect low-income seniors and veterans from these reductions in benefits. That's not enough for critics like the AFL-CIO.
About the worst possible thing we could do right now is take money out of the pockets of our oldest seniors, which is effectively what the president is proposing.
The change in Social Security benefits is linked directly to Republican acceptance of at least $600 billion in higher taxes, also in the president's budget. Mr. Obama calls it a good faith effort at compromise. Republicans remain opposed to another round of tax increases and demand deeper cuts to Social Security and Medicare.
It's quite similar, frankly, to his budget last year, and it's 2 months late. We're not sure this is a serious exercise.
White House officials say they're willing to take heat from Democrats on Social Security to win over skeptical Republicans. Later tonight here at the White House, the president will have dinner with more than a half a dozen Senate Republicans to see if this budget might form the basis of a deficit reduction breakthrough.
CPAC and the IRS in focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stick around for that. Don't go away, in other words.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the items that are new for the week of March 3rd to the 7th, 2014. At number four on the countdown, the CPAC meeting in Washington. Here's host Richard Dixon talking about why he thinks CPAC is a waste of time.
Conservative firebrand Ted Cruz launched the political convention CPAC with a crowd-pleasing demand to abolish the IRS. Later, Chris Christie got up, gave his speech. I believe Donald Trump is speaking right now. Let me tell you something. This thing might be the biggest waste of time on the face of the planet. Now, I know that there are others out there. You'll probably hear Mark Levin, I think, was invited to speak, and he showed up and did his thing. Met a lot of wonderful people, whatever. Of course. Because they show up, these guys that are there, they show up and they're lauded. Oh, you're just jealous because you weren't invited. No, they'd never invite me because I'm too libertarian anyway. I'm way, way, way too libertarian. When it comes to social issues, I'm like, you know, as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care. So I'm not concerned about not being invited to CPAC. But I am concerned about Chris Christie shows up and he sings the song that the conservatives at CPAC want to hear. That's all he's doing. I mean, that's seriously. Do you honestly believe that Chris Christie believes 90% of the stuff that he said? Or if he spoke the rest of the stuff that he believes, would he have gotten a standing ovation? The answer is no, he would not have. If he got up and spoke about how he really felt about gun control, or how he really felt about abortion, I'm not saying they would have booed him off the stage, but he wouldn't have gotten a standing ovation. Chris Christie is actually a real rhino. And the more the guy talks, the more you're going to find that out. Whether or not the bridge scandal had anything to do or has anything to do with whether or not he can run for president, he probably doesn't need to run for president because I don't think conservative Republicans are ready for that guy. So you end up with what? You end up with Ted Cruz getting up and giving his spiel. And you end up with, Paul Ryan getting up and giving his spiel. And a handful of conservative talk show hosts get up, and they give their spiel. And they all feed off each other. Oh, this guy's right. Oh, listen to what he has to say. Oh, this guy's speaking. Wow, this guy's... And then they all leave, and they go do exactly what they've always done, which is go along to get along, agree with whatever the other side says, try to behave in an expeditious manner, try not to be too contentious, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, after Paul Ryan agreed to a budget deal where the main thing conservatives could say was, hey, we A, managed to trim back unemployment benefits to just the 99 weeks, wow, and B, we didn't raise taxes. I look at that and say, those are your two big achievements? Did you roll back spending at all? Well, no. Did you cut back entitlement spending? No. Are we spending more now than we spent last year? Well, yes. So what were your achievements again?
The IRS hearing number 5 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hosts John and Ken talked about the fireworks this week's congressional hearing on the IRS targeting of conservative political action groups.
ISA's contention was that time for opening statements was done. It was going to allow Mr. Cummings his question, but it appeared Mr. Cummings wanted to filibuster. And that's why ISA said, nope, that time is done with now. We're done. I'm chairman. We're leaving.
I'm going
Cummings,
home.
Of course, was declaring this as the United States.
Thank you for that.
I have a chance to speak.
It's un-American.
Basically, what
I'm
he was
a
saying,
member of the United States Congress.
What he was saying to ISA was, you know, 9 months into this, and you still haven't linked this to the White House. You just keep having these hearings as some sort of, like, show
well,
for the public. But, of course, if she keeps taking the fifth, people keep wondering why.
Look, they clearly went after the Tea Party and other conservative groups to reduce their influence during the election. They clearly did it. Lerner doesn't want to admit what she did. ISA knows she's not going to say anything. He has her come to speak before the committee knowing she's not going to speak.
Yeah, but she took the fifth last year.
But it's
going
to be another news story to remind the world that, hey, we never settled this.
And the elections are coming in November.
The elections are coming in November.
Take it out on the Democrats.
And
right.
So Cummings has got to bat for the other side and
that's
say,
right.
Wait a second, the only thing you're doing, you keep digging this thing up because this is now political.
Yes, Cummings called the investigation one-sided, absolutely un-American. I am a member of Congress and of the United States of America, and I am tired of this.
Well, the woman who did all the bad things won't admit to it.
We're better than this as a country. We're better than that as a committee.
No, we're not, actually. We're run by lunatics. You know? They're either
banning
e-cigarettes.
Well, ISA calmly responds, you're all free to leave. The meeting is adjourned. Well, the gentleman may ask his question, but every time it turned into a long statement, ISA, as you can see, gave him another chance and then hit the mics and let's get out of here.
God.
Apparently, there were a few Democrats left in the room. Some of them were jeering shame.
Oh, okay.
And Lerner stayed. She just sat
shame,
there and watched.
Shame.
As the week ended, Mr. ISA, or ISA, depending on how you pronounce his name, has apologized to the other congressmen. There seems to be still a little more focus on that. I'm betting there'll be some more conversation about it over the weekend and beginning next week. However, we move on now. Up next, Oscar Pistorius, the Texas primaries, and bitcoins in the conversational world here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve this... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop this... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
This is your weekly review of what's going on. The idea is obvious. Came out of music radio. Remember when all the music radio countdown shows got started? We decided we'd start a talk radio countdown show. It's been on the air ever since. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get to this week's issues. As a matter of fact, we're up to number six on the countdown, the Oscar Pistorius trial. Here's CNN's Chris Cuomo explaining some of the differences between the trial taking place in South Africa versus a trial here in the U.S. for the same sort of thing.
It's interesting, all this testimony about his gunshot a few days or weeks before this, that may not have come in to an American trial. And many of you have been asking questions about the differences that seem to be going on here versus when something's tried here. So let's explain a couple of them, all right? There are some differences here, okay? Pistorius isn't facing a jury. You're right. You don't see jurors in the courtroom because there are none. South Africa abolished jury trials in 1969, and for good reason. Under apartheid, there were fears of racial prejudice by white jurors, especially against black defendants. So instead, you have a single judge who will decide this case. And the judge, in this case a woman, will have to give clear reasons why she's decided one way or another. However, the judge is not alone. This is really interesting, okay? In this case, in the high courts, which look at only the most serious crimes, which is how their system works, the judge has two assessors to help her. Who are they? All right. They're legal experts who do nothing but this. They help sort through evidence and make all determinations of fact. So what happened, when, and what's important, the assessors decide. They then give those things, those findings, to the judge. The judge must accept them, but then she rules on the case and must explain why she ruled that way. All of that is unusual, and we don't see that here in the U.S., but we'll see how the system plays out.
Texas primaries, number seven on the talk radio countdown. Here's host Jim Forsythe talking about how the Bush family and the Tea Party fared in this week's primary in Texas.
One of the big winners was George P. Bush, who is the third generation of his family to seek elective office in Texas, the fourth generation of his family to seek elective office, period. George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush, was a member of the U.S. Senate from Connecticut back in the 1950s. So now we have George P. Bush, who is in the race, will probably be elected general land commissioner in the fall. Let's take a look at some of the takeaways. First of all, takeaway number one, the Tea Party is alive and well. Reports of its demise have been greatly exaggerated. Evidence number one, movement conservatives pushed Donna Campbell to a resounding victory without a runoff, 55% in the state Senate race, District 25. I had predicted that that race would go into a runoff, but Donna Campbell was able to draw on the same movement conservative and Tea Party support that helped her unseat Jeff Wentworth 2 years ago to hold that seat despite opposition from two candidates, San Antonio businessman Mike Novak, who had the significant endorsement of State Representative Lyle Larson, and former San Antonio City Councilwoman Elisa Chan. Both of them finished well back in the dust. Victory in this primary is tantamount to election. Democrats don't have a credible candidate, which means another 4 years for State Senator Donna Campbell. Tea Party conservative Dan Patrick, the strong leader in the race for lieutenant governor, but there will be a runoff in that race with Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. Right now, Patrick is sitting pretty, 41% to 27% for Dewhurst. Something else that's a takeaway, movement conservatives are becoming smarter. And that is bad news for Democrats if the Tea Party movement can move away from slogans and move into serious, smart political campaigning. John Cornyn, who a lot of right-wingers like Glenn Beck, for example, thought was a rhino, wasn't nearly conservative enough, successfully beat back six challengers to be renominated to the U.S. Senate. Also, no problem for Lamar Smith or Joe Strauss, who run major victories in the primary. Both of those seats are tantamount to election in November. Another takeaway, Democrats have a problem. Wendy Davis, Leticia Vanderpeut easily were nominated, but Keisha Rogers made it into the runoff for U.S. Senate on the Democratic side. She is a Lyndon LaRouche supporter. She compares Obama to Hitler. Her main campaign plank is to colonize Mars. She's going to cause serious problems for Democrats. I counted the word extreme or extremist 13 times
wow.
in Democratic news releases that I got last night after the primary vote. It's going to be hard to claim Republicans are extremists when you've got Keisha Rogers as one of your candidates in the runoff for U.S. Senate. Doesn't matter. John Cornyn is going to be reelected, even if David Alamil is nominated in May, who he probably will be. A couple other interesting races. Nico LaHood beat Therese Hunsinger by 50 votes out of 41,000 cast for the right to go up against Bexar County District Attorney Susan Reed in November. Don't let anybody tell you one vote doesn't matter. Nelson Wolf easily dispatched County Commissioner Tommy Atkinson. Tink Nathan, remember him, the guy who wanted to legalize the eating of roadkill? Well, you're going to stay hungry because he was trounced in his bid for state representative.
The number eight item on the Talk Radio Countdown show, continued interest and usage of bitcoins. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to Barry Silbert, founder of Bitcoin Investment Trust, about what bitcoins are and what happened last week at an exchange in Tokyo, Japan.
Can you please explain, if you can, to our audience who might not be initiated, what exactly is a bitcoin?
Okay, so Bitcoin can be looked at as two different things. It's both a digital currency and it's this global transaction network. A lot of the press, a lot of the headlines are focused on this digital currency portion of it, but as a transaction network, it really has the potential to change the way that people send money person to person and around the world.
Right, and it's safer than, say, if you're going to go online and purchase something, to use Bitcoin than, say, a credit card, I would imagine.
Yeah, merchants love it because they can accept payments from anywhere around the world. Essentially, they can accept Bitcoin for much lower cost than credit cards, which are kind of like 2 to 5% for
right.
Bitcoin. It's essentially free.
Right. What happened in Japan last week? Was it Mt. Gox? Is that the correct pronunciation of that? And they filed
So there are a number of exchanges around the world where
right.
clients sell Bitcoin, and Mt. Gox was kind of the first one. Used to have a pretty big market share, and over time they kind of lost it. They actually ended up going bankrupt last week. It's still unclear what happened. They say they had a loss of Bitcoin, loss of money. I think we'll find out soon enough.
Did people lose money then if they invested in Bitcoin with Mt. Gox? Did they lose their investment?
Well, people can hold their Bitcoin either, on their computers and cold storage, like in safe deposit boxes, which I can explain, or on exchanges. And so anybody who is holding their Bitcoin at the exchange might have lost the money. Now Gox is saying that the Bitcoin was stolen, but we'll have to see what actually happens.
Right, right. And what do you think the future of this is? And what is Bitcoin worth this morning?
It's actually interesting. The price has recovered quite a bit since last week when the price went down. I think it's about $600 per Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is every Bitcoin you can kind of buy a tiny, tiny fraction. They actually go out to 8 decimal places, and so you can actually buy Bitcoin in penny increments if you want to.
Right. Okay, so if you wanted to buy a Starbucks loyalty card or something, you can probably go online and do that with a Bitcoin if they accept it and do it for a smaller price, then you don't have to spend $600 for a full Bitcoin.
Exactly. There's a company called Coinbase, which provides a great user experience on your mobile phone or on your computer to buy Bitcoin in any dollar amount.
And if one of our listeners or many of our listeners want to get involved with Bitcoin, how do they do it?
Well, there's a lot of information out on the internet. We actually have on our website, bitcointrust.co, a whole education center kind of talking about, kind of both at a high level and a fairly kind of technical level what Bitcoin is. And I would just encourage folks to Google around and listen to some speeches and read up. And it's a really fascinating topic.
Coming up, marijuana
and the SAT. They aren't necessarily together, but they're two issues that are on the countdown, and that's why I put them together here on our talk radio review for this week.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm Doug Steffen, number 9 on the countdown. The discussion, I guess the overall policy that the federal government has on marijuana. Here's host Ken Matthews talking to a couple of his callers about whether you can be addicted to medical marijuana.
Aaron from Meyerstown.
I'm going to first start the last caller, Steve, I think. I think I heard him say hooked on marijuana. Now, I've never, ever seen anybody hooked. I mean, addicted to marijuana, ever. Science, in the news, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it. So I don't think that's liable. I mean, I don't think medical marijuana is addictive or anything like that. But, I mean, that's just my opinion and from what I've seen and research. And
yeah, I haven't seen any medical research that says it's addictive. I mean, coke, meth, all that other stuff is frighteningly addictive. But I think that's one of the reasons people are on the fence about medical marijuana, because it doesn't have some of the research that the harder drugs do. Scott, on a cell phone.
Listen, with respect to that, the guy was talking about the addictive side and the medical marijuana.
Yeah.
He's completely off page and off base on everything that he said. I mean, big first statement is that there's never been any argument that marijuana is addictive. It has always been known that it's an addictive substance. Anything you put in your body that your body can become dependent on is an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he says the federal government doesn't regulate it, they regulate oxycodone, and our rehab facilities are full of people addicted to oxycodone.
Oh, my gosh. Oxy is... Whoo.
Yeah, you're talking a brutal chemical. The fact that marijuana is a plant is a totally different element. But another thing that most people aren't aware of, the epilepsy healing aspect of marijuana is a derivative of a genetically engineered marijuana plant that can't get you high. You could buy as much of that marijuana as you want to do. You could go rob the fields of California where it's grown and smoke it until your eyes turn blue, and you can't get high from it. The psychotropic elements have been taken out of a lot of medicinal marijuana products in order to enhance the compound elements that they need to be enhanced in order to make that component a viable medicine.
Number 10 item on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. the overhaul of the Scholastic Aptitude Test. Here's host John Williams with Dr. Alan Arroyo. He's from Regent University School of Education. They discuss the changes being made to the SAT.
Major changes in the SAT test by the College Board. They're going to change the SAT test that your kids have to take. And one of the things that they're going to do is not make the essay mandatory, which Dr. Alan Arroyo made me think that that's the end of civilization as we know it. Do you agree with me on that?
Well, not quite that bad, John, but it's not a good thing.
To actually review applications to see if kids have the snuff to get into a school?
I've reviewed thousands of applications over my career.
In general, what are you seeing these days in college students? Are you encouraged or discouraged by their applications?
We're seeing a lot of kids on one hand. They're bright and they're really savvy with technology. Some of the things that we look for, though, as good academic skills, such as writing and written expression, has taken a back seat in the last 10 to 20 years, unfortunately. And we see this move by SAT to diminish the importance of written expression.
You're right. I think plenty of us are smart enough. We just don't care to show it, or we actually work against ourselves by being so indifferent to spelling, grammar, punctuation, just the basics of English communication. You wonder how to judge somebody, or in fact, you fairly judge their indifference. They may be smart, but if you care that little, then it's the same thing as being stupid. You know what I mean?
And John, that's what we hear from the business community, which unfortunately some of my colleagues in education don't take seriously enough. But these are the folks that, you know, will hire our graduates. I mean, when they see someone with decent writing skills where they really can understand what the person's writing, and there's some moniker of grammar and punctuation, proper grammar and punctuation, they're surprised. And that person will have an edge in the interview process.
Let's go through this one more time. Our list from number 10 to number 1, the SAT overhaul. You just heard that discussed. That's number 10. Number 9, a policy toward marijuana usage in our country, Bitcoin and its usage. Number 8, Texas primaries. Number 7, Oscar Pistorius' trial in South Africa. Number 6, the IRS hearing in Washington this week, and what a complete fiasco that was. Number 5, CPAC's meeting in Washington. Number 4, Obama budget discussions in Washington. Number 3, Obamacare discussions in Washington. Number 2, and the situation in the Ukraine. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay Sound and Recording.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.